hello and welcome. I hope everybody is having a fantastic day out here in the good old valley. Welcome to kpcradio.com. It's Tuesday, April 12th, 2016, and it is 3 o'clock p.m. I'm Olivia Cervantes, the host of your show, Hungry to Win, where we stay motivated, tough, and never give up. Today, we'll be speaking with a professional dancer and sports model. We will be touching base on how dance is a professional sport and how being a sports model comes with being an athlete. We have with us today Miss Shannon McKenzie, who is our professional dancer and sports model. Hello. Welcome, Shannon.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Olivia, for having me.
Of course. Thank you for being here with me. I appreciate it. Wonderful. So we're just going to go ahead and dodge into the questions and we will go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
So when did you start dancing?
I started with gymnastics at first, and then from gymnastics I started at 18 months. From there, dance just started being in my blood, and I was doing gymnastics and dance at the same time, so I just never stopped. And at that point I just fell in love with the sport, and then I started getting more involved with ballet, and then I stopped gymnastics entirely and started doing hip-hop, modern, and contemporary dances, and then also dived into crumping. So very interesting.
Yeah, so gymnastics, hip-hop, and ballet, how were those? I'm sure those are all different types of dances, of course.
Absolutely.
Just learning everything that you did learn and falling into ballet, for instance. Mm-hmm. How was that change?
It was very hard. When I first started ballet, because gymnastics is so rigid and gymnastics is so sharp in what you have to do for your movements, ballet is all about fluidity and being soft and delicate, and I was nothing of that. I looked like a robot when I first started, and I was like, when I really started into ballet, my first official ballet lesson on its own without gymnastics was when I was 12, and I had, professional ballerina come in and show us certain moves and whatnot and do different positions with us. And I was like, oh, shoot, I don't look like that. So that was very interesting. And getting back and forth, you know, between the two styles and being diverse in that, it was very difficult to learn at first.
Perfect. Do you think dance is considered a sport?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, without a shadow of a doubt, it takes so much movement, so many muscles that you have to obviously be involved with, as well as flexibility and a lot of time and dedication, just like any other sport.
Most definitely. So what kind of projects have you participated in that deals with dancing?
I've done different commercials. I've done different music videos. I have done very many recitals. I performed at a lot of like charity events and whatnot that pertain to my dancing. But the most important one is definitely when I was involved in a dance group. I was actually involved in Style Pros Crew. So shout out Style Pros. And they were actually a group of breakdancers. And I was the only one who was the gymnast ballerina, you know, and hip hop was not my main concentration in that group because I obviously was the only girl and I stood out. So that's where I started getting a lot of recognition with that. And people started seeing me perform in Santa Monica and on Venice Beach. So that's what we do as charity for other people so that they could see us.
Okay, and the location, as far as dancing goes, where was the main start and location? Was that here in Los Angeles or somewhere else?
It wasn't. It was originally in Florida, in South Florida, yes. I was originally dancing continuously in Fort Lauderdale/Miramar. It's like right on the border. And so I was dancing with Academy of Arts, and I loved it. Oh, my gosh, if I could go back. I go back every time I visit them. I love them so much, but I would dance there, and then I started getting to recitals, and then from there I was just like, okay, it's a no-show. Like, I'm definitely going to just be doing this all over.
That's awesome. So what motivates you to dance?
Oh, my gosh. I think just the expression. It's a self-expression with dance. You know, you have so much freedom. You have so much personality that you can also convey with your audience as well. Your audience is definitely your biggest key in dancing. You get to display different emotions and certain things that obviously maybe some people can't do, and you can use your body in order to do it. So it's just the most liberating form of arts in that way.
And you did say that it's all about feeling.
It is about feeling.
So how do you feel when you dance?
Honestly, I feel it's like an indescribable feeling, but I can, to sum it up probably in one word, is just liberating, like completely liberating, completely freeing. It takes all my stress away. It's just a certain movement that I definitely can just say, you know what, I'm alleviating all my stress and just putting it into my artwork, however it, you know, whichever form of dance I'm doing. Mm-hmm.
So what obstacles have you encountered while being a dancer?
Oh, my goodness. One, definitely injury. That's definitely a biggest obstacle. Two, and I am going to say this, and I'm sure other dancers know as well, just being a threat, you know, just having that opportunity to know that you dance really, really well and somebody will literally block your chances of dancing because they want to get ahead. And that's a huge obstacle because you also get to a point where you're like, okay, well, am I good? I know I'm good, but can I make it? Can I go anywhere? And I just definitely want to say, like, no matter what, like, keep on pushing through. Like, mm-hmm. no matter what you do, keep on pushing through because people are going to stop you and haters are going to hate. And that's the reason why, you know, and that's probably my biggest obstacle, if anything else.
Yeah. Have you ever experienced an actual challenge that you had to go through with another dancer or just like something that you went head on that was like very competitive? And how did that go and how did that feel?
I would say not too many, but definitely there was one time where I was doing a commercial shoot and she definitely wanted the spotlight. And because I had a gymnastics background, I could throw in a few flips and tricks. So It was one of those things where at the end of the day, I was like, look, we're both in the same project, so let's work together. And I had to pull her aside and say, hey, let's work together. Like, if anything, we can both be on top, and that's the best feeling in the world. We can make a collaboration really come together in that way.
That's beautiful to make mm-hmm. a collaboration.
Absolutely.
Where do you practice your routines at?
I practice at LA Fitness in Woodland Hills. That's honestly where I practice majority of my routines. So if you ever want a, you know, nice dance show, you can definitely stop by. But yeah, that's mostly where I practice, or I'll go to Millennium Dance Complex in off of Lancashire over there. Mm-hmm. So those are the two places that I mostly practice at.
Okay. So basically, what do you think your ultimate goal is with dancing?
Ultimate goal. Oh, my goodness. I would love to perform. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know. That's such a broad question, to be honest, because it's so it's just, I would say being performing like at stadiums and with different like different sports arenas and whatnot, like at the basketball games, at football games, at different concerts, variety of concerts, charity events, and just being just showing the world, you know, how dancing is truly a sport and how dancing is can be beautiful and artistic and strong all at the same time.
So let's go ahead and jump into some sports modeling things. How did you start sports modeling and why?
I started originally just modeling when I was around 3 years old, mm-hmm. Back in Miami when I was living in Florida. And I liked it. I liked being in front of the camera. I liked making different poses and just being goofy and having, but that again, that freedom of expression, you know, to obviously bring it to the camera. And then from there, I started getting into fitness probably around age 17. Mm-hmm. I started really diving into fitness. So I was like, okay, well, I've always been active, but to be in the gym and to have that, it's a little bit different, you know, definitely going just the modeling route as opposed to the fitness modeling. Mm-hmm. And somebody came to me and they were like, well, why don't you do fitness modeling? Because I started seeing, you know, my body changing and it wasn't as skinny as it was at one time. But then I started realizing because in the modeling industry, we do have a lot of people who obviously also go through eating disorders and whatnot. And I was one of them. And I was a victim of eating disorder. And at that point, I realized that, you know what, I want to be healthy. And I want to put on a healthy way of living for people. So I started doing that and started at around 19 years old, just doing fitness modeling.
So followed by your answer, did you have to uphold a certain diet? Or how did you deal with your training regimens with being or becoming a sports model?
My diet, actually, yeah, I would say it was eating clean, definitely eating clean and making sure that obviously, you were healthy eating, but I had to, because I did have that, the other end of the spectrum of, you know, having the eating disorders and whatnot, mm-hmm. it was very much probably backwards, like consuming a lot of carbs, making sure that, because I have a fast metabolism, mm-hmm. so if I don't consume carbs, for me, it's just going to be, it will actually implement me to you know, go downhill rather than going uphill. So that was pretty much just making sure that I was just being focused and mm-hmm. being focused on my regimen of eating, you know, and
what
eating properly.
What does eating clean mean to you?
Eating clean, I would say it varies for a lot of people.
Okay.
You know, definitely. I would definitely say, like, for me, I can eat, I don't eat red meat, just not by, just, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll have, like, fish, lean chicken, a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruits. Just eating healthy, you know, just making sure that you're nourishing your body at the same time, making sure that you also have a cheat meal. Like, that is important, too. You know, a lot of people don't realize that. So I'll have, like, my cheat meal is like having a cupcake a day, you know, so or, you know, some kind of sweet treat, you know.
As far as cheat meals go, because I'm interested to know, yes. Do you have them once a day or is it like once a week or how do you use it with that?
Okay, as far as desserts, I have to have a dessert every day. So that's just something I have to definitely have a dessert every day, some form of dessert. But as far as a cheat meal, I would have it once a week. And if however I really feel within my body, I would say, like, mm-hmm. if I feel like having it, then I'll have it. But for the most part, it's consistently once a week.
And how about the training regimens? How would that, how did you ever have a certain training regimen or...
I did. My training regimen, I would say I pretty much make my own training regimens because I also do personal training as well. And that's how I started diving in, you know, with fitness and whatnot. And I started doing just becoming a personal trainer from that. And I've been doing that for the last, 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
So I pretty much implemented my own training regimen to do free weights as well as doing lifting, a very, very little lifting, not too much,
mm-hmm.
and using some weights. And I would do that about like 5 to 6 days a week. And I make sure, like, on the always, like, give a full day of rest no matter what.
How do you prepare for photo shoots?
That's a really good question. I actually, this is gonna sound so funny. I put in my headphones and I pretty much am. I would say, like, in boy shorts and a sports bra and just go free, like, just dancing within mm-hmm. within my room for probably about, like, 30 minutes to an hour. And then I do devotions, and I'm not ashamed to say that at all. So I'll just, like, read the Bible. And then afterwards, I go straight up and I'm like, okay, now I can drive to my photo shoot and let's do it.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So with the... as far as the photo shoot goes,
mm-hmm.
What do you have to pack your own clothes as far as sports? So you have to, it's only like sports gear. What amount of clothes have you packed before going to a photo shoot and what kind of clothes, for instance?
Again, another good question. I would say it's not just sports gear. You know, a lot okay. of people think that for sports modeling or any type of fitness modeling, it's only sports gear or sports attire. A lot of times we will actually do, like, we'll do dress-up shoots as well. So we'll do, like, cocktail dresses or something of the sort. That way it shows in a different light that women can both be strong yet beautiful at the same time. Because I think a lot of people think that, you know, with fitness modeling, you have to have a certain look. And that's not always the case, you know. And so we want to show that softer side of women as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, like, the type of clothes I pack, again, like I said, it's either my clothes or the clothes that they give to me. It depends on also the vendor that I'm also shooting for. Sometimes there'll be, like, nothing but, which I've actually been in one of those shoots, it's just nothing but cocktail dresses and leggings with a, you know, a crop top. And then there's times where I'm like, they'll be like, okay, make sure you bring your favorite workout gear, you know, your workout gear or workout attire, and then just go from there.
Yeah. As far as photos go, again, mm-hmm. with sports modeling mm-hmm. being involved, have you ever taken any classy nude pictures, like, especially that are focused on a certain body part?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm really particular with those mm-hmm. only because, again, you want to capture in a nice light. And yeah. it's really beautiful, honestly, to those are probably one of my most near and dear to my heart pictures just mm-hmm. because of the fact that the woman's body is beautiful, you know, and you want to capture it in a way that is like, wow, like this person puts a lot of work into what they're doing. So I've taken probably about like 2 or 3 shoots of those.
Mm-hmm.
And those are, I've been nothing but happy with the work and everybody else as well.
So with becoming a sports model, I can only imagine how active you are. What are your regular hobbies that you do to keep up your figure?
Hiking, I've canoeing. Oh my goodness. Pretty much just anything that is going to be out of the ordinary. This year I have to go skydiving. I've made that promise to myself. Just anything that pretty much gets me out there and just active and going. And the more spontaneous it is, the better it is, you know?
Perfect. So what are your, one of your main goals or any, however many goals that you have for being a sports model? What are those?
One of my main goals is to be featured on Sports Illustrated. That is definitely my biggest goal. I'm like, perfect. I'm going to be there. Yes. I've already put it in my vision board. I'm going to be there one day. That's probably my top of the line goal. And then going around to different, because I did go to college and I did get a degree in gender and women's studies. So it's near and dear to my heart to help out in humanities, mm-hmm. especially with the youth, you know, because we do have a problem with obesity, as well as we have a problem with, you know, under eating as well. And there's other things that obviously is going on. So I want to make sure that I'm, as a figure, an important figure, being able to be a role model for those girls and as well as guys, because it does, you know, hinder them as well. So just going around and talking to them.
Going back to the photo shoot part, because yes. I have a lot of interesting questions yes. that I want to ask as well. So have you ever done like a group fitness picture, or maybe with like a woman or a man, or just being not singling out yourself, like with somebody else?
Absolutely. Yeah, I could say probably one of those. Not too many, just because a lot of times when we're doing it too, we want to make sure that the person's on the same page and the person's on the same, I would say, physique level as well, because you don't want to have one person upstaging another person. So I have done one, and he was a professional boxer, so that was actually pretty cool to do a photo shoot with him. That was really, really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So any challenges that you have experienced while being a sports model?
Oh my goodness. Oh yes. Oh, most definitely. On so many levels. I would say, just because, you know, a lot of times people think that modeling, you can't have any morals, or and that's a big thing. You know, you pretty much drop your morals or whatnot. And I would say that's probably the biggest challenge, is because I do have certain things that I will not do and certain things that I will not stand for. And when you have that in a contract, a lot of times people are like, okay, well, we won't work with you because she's too high maintenance. And it's not a matter of being high maintenance. It's a matter of standing for something regardless, because you know that you're standing for a positive cause. This is not just for me. It's also for to help and endorse other people, you know, and motivate them. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the biggest obstacle, is to find, was finding like the right people to be on my camp and on my team to be able to help me with that.
For sure. So with being a professional dancer and with being a sports model, mm-hmm. are there any other things that you would like to do in life rather than that? But I know that that's very near and dear to your heart. But I mean, with that, those two being said, anything else that you would still like to pursue within your career?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Acting, absolutely. I would definitely say acting. Mm-hmm. It's just because, again, it's another form of just expression of art, you know? And I'm like, I already got the other two down, so it's like, why not, you know, like, be on the big screen.
Triple threat status.
You already know, exactly.
Nice, that's awesome. And so just acting, anything else?
I would say probably just, yeah, acting and eventually motivational speaking, like to be able to travel around the world as a motivational speaker and being able to write books and whatnot. So that's like my biggest thing that I definitely want to do, just help and encourage others.
Definitely. Do you plan on having a family later on in life, or getting married maybe?
I would hope so. I would definitely hope so. Yes, if somebody can actually put up with me. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm a lot. But I would definitely say, yeah, definitely within the next six to seven years, you know, being married, starting a family and whatnot, and just enjoying my life, you know, just really. But at the same time, making sure that that side of my life is private, because mm-hmm. that family is near and dear to my heart and always has and always will be. And I want to make sure that you can't shelter people, but at the same time, you want to protect the ones you love, you know?
I know that you come from a different place. Like, you come from Florida, mm-hmm. and, you know, you came out here to L.A. to mm-hmm. pursue what you're pursuing now.
Absolutely.
How's that change been so far, and how long actually have you been here for?
I've been in L.A. for 7 years. February was 7 years. It was a huge transition. It was very much of a culture shock, I would definitely say, for the best. You know, I learned a lot with being here. I went to school here, and then just diving into my career. I think that was just the hardest thing, to be able to dive into my career, though, because it took about I would say 5 years mm-hmm. to really dive in and that way to be super, super, super successful to where I am today as opposed to before.
And where'd you go to school?
I went to school at Cal State Northridge.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, go Matadors. That is, again, it's just, that was a huge experience and a huge, wide, eye-opening experience for me. Absolutely.
That's awesome. So, did you come here with your family or you just headed out here by yourself?
I came here initially when I was 17 with my mom. And she then went back to Florida for a few weeks. I had a manager at the time. I came out here for dancing mm-hmm. and had a manager at the time I was working. And then my mom was like, okay, this is really hard to leave my 17-year-old daughter out here without being with anybody, not having family or anything. And so she came back for about a year. And then she went back again to Florida when I was 18. So I've been out here on my own. With no family or anything since I was 18. Yeah. And I wouldn't change it for the world.
Most definitely. That's awesome. So any advice that you can give to people who are pursuing dancing or athletes who are pursuing modeling, sports modeling, any advice that you can give them?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. No matter what, stay true to your dreams. Stay true to your passion. Don't let, the haters are always going to hate. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot do anything. I would definitely say stay consistent, stay in classes, make sure you're constantly working on your craft because that is so important. They're going to look at that. They're going to look at your form. They're going to look at your technique. They're going to see how dedicated you also are to anything that you're doing. So biggest advice I can say, just stay motivated, look at different videos. My favorite is Martha Graham. She's a modern dancer. She's passed away, but you know, her style of dancing is so beautiful, and it's her and Avenaley just making sure that you're just looking up constant videos and just knowing what you're going out there and doing.
So I know that you carry a lot of morals and values.
Yes.
And where would you, with those morals and values that you do have, mm-hmm. What would you say that has led you into using those morals and values for what you're doing now?
I would definitely say just my upbringing in general, just making sure that you never settle for anything less. Never settle for second best. You always go for the first. My mom has always told me that no matter what, you're making sure that your always hard work does pay off. And so you want to make sure that you set a standard for yourself that you believe in. Because if you believe in it, then somebody else is going to believe in it. And that's the biggest moral that I can honestly say for anybody, like making sure that you're standing out. Yeah. Don't just fit in a crowd. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know you did just give some listeners some advice, mm-hmm. which was really awesome. Mm-hmm. And but I just want to know maybe if you have like a certain quote that you go by or maybe a certain verse or what would that be? Just to, I guess, motivate you and what you're pursuing.
My thing is, my motto that I always live by is faith, hope, and love. That's what everybody always knows me as, just faith, hope, and love. Mm-hmm. It's on my Instagram. It's on my Facebook. It's tattooed on the back of my neck, so it's definitely a big motto. And it's just because if you have faith in something, you're always going to try to accomplish that. You're always going to believe in that. And then if you have hope, those are hope for things that are unseen. And then love just helps everything. So it is based on a Bible verse, 1 Corinthians 13:13. So that's what I always live by.
That's amazing. And what's your Facebook and Instagram? So we can get these listeners to follow you.
My Instagram is at Miss Shannon Ashley. It's M-I-S Shannon Ashley. Just because it was already taken the other one. And then my Facebook is facebook.com/SuperShannon. So, yes.
Awesome. Do you have a Twitter?
I do not have a Twitter.
No. Okay.
No, my Facebook is pretty much my Twitter. Like, yeah. You could see all my posts, all my motivational posts and everything on there.
Definitely. So, awesome. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yes. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me, Olivia.
It was a phenomenal pleasure, believe me. It really was.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Shannon.
Thank you.
Well, that was Miss Shannon McKenzie. Our professional dancer, and she is also a sports model. So just to end this out, this is Olivia Cervantes with kpcradio.com, where we stay motivated, tough, and never give up. Y'all have a great rest of your day, and always remember that you can do all that you want in life. All you have to do is put your mind to it and go hard. If it was easy, everyone would do it. So challenge yourself every day and train hard. Peace and love. Thank you.